Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jack Rothrock. Batting second. The shortstop, Wally Gerber. Batting third. The first baseman, Phil Toad. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Elliott Bigelow. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Doug Tate. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bobby Reeves. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bill Reagan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Danny McFadden. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Danny McFadden. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Earl Combs. Batting second. The third baseman, Mark Koenig. Batting third. The right fielder, Babe Ruth. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Gehrig. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Musel. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Tony Lazzari. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bill Dickey. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Herb Pennock. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Herb Pennock. And now, play ball. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock strikes out. One out. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Koenig fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Phil Toad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Toad hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Musel. Toad reaches second base with a double. Elliott Bigelow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bigelow hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Toad scores. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bigelow. The throw from Dickey and he is safe. Bigelow steals second. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Berry fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth hits a fly ball into center field. Rothrock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan strikes out. One out. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ruth. Berry reaches second base with a double. Reeves goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Danny McFadden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFadden hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dickey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0-for-1 in the game. Rothrock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bigelow. Gehrig reaches second base with a double. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel hits a fly ball into left field. Tate settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari hits a fly ball into left field. Tate settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a pop-up towards short. Gerber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0 for 1 in the game. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Tote hits a line drive into left field. Musel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elliot Bigelow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bigelow is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bigelow hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig can't make a play. That's a base hit. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0 for 1 in the game. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pennock fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tote scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dickey for the out. One out. Herb Pennock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pennock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0 for 1 in the game. Combs hits a fly ball into left field. Tate settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Reeves hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 0 for 1 in the game. Reagan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Berry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 0 for 1 in the game. Koenig hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0 for 1 in the game. Ruth hits a line drive into left field. Tate settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tote scoops it up and throws to first, with McFadden covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Danny McFadden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFadden is 0 for 1 in the game. McFadden hits a pop-up towards first. Gehrig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0 for 2 in the game. Rothrock hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dickey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0 for 2 in the game. Gerber hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0 for 1 in the game. Musel hits a line drive towards third. Reeves reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0 for 1 in the game. Lazzari strikes out. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 1 in the game. Larry takes first base on ball 4. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0 for 1 in the game. Dickey hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Red Sox, 2, Yankees, 2. Herb Pennock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pennock is 0 for 1 in the game. Pennock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McFadden fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Yankees 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Tote hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Elliot Bigelow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bigelow is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Bigelow hits a ball on the ground towards third. Koenig fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0 for 2 in the game. Tate takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Reeves hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6. With the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0 for 2 in the game. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards second. Reagan can't make a play. That's a base hit. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 0 for 2 in the game. Koenig hits a line drive towards second. Reagan can't make a play. That's a base hit. Combs moves to third. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0 for 2 in the game. Ruth hits a fly ball into right field. Bigelow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Combs tags and scores. One out. It's 3-2, Yankees. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Gehrig takes first base on ball 4. Koenig moves to second. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0 for 2 in the game. Musel hits a pop-up towards short. Gerber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0 for 2 in the game. Lazzari hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Koenig scores. Gehrig moves to third. It's 4-2, Yankees. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Larry hits a pop-up beyond second. Reagan can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Gehrig scores. Lazzari moves to third. It's 5-2, Yankees. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Dickey hits a pop-up towards first. Tote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 0 for 2 in the game. Reagan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Berry hits a pop-up towards third. Koenig juggles the ball. That's an error on Koenig. Bob Barrett pinch hits for Danny McFadden. Bob Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0 for 3 in the game. Rothrock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pennock fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Ed Durham now pitching. Herb Pennock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pennock is 0 for 2 in the game. Pennock takes first base on ball 4. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Combs hits a line drive into center field. Rothrock picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Rothrock. Pennock moves to third. Combs moves to second. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Koenig hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Berry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Ruth hits a pop-up towards first. Tote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Gehrig is walked intentionally. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0 for 3 in the game. Musel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Standard pinch hits for Wally Gerber. Jerry Standard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Standard takes first base on ball 4. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Tote hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pennock fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Elliot Bigelow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bigelow is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Bigelow hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tote moves to second. Johnny Heving pinch hits for Doug Tate. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Bill Narlsky now playing shortstop. Russ Scarrett now playing left field. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground towards short. Narlsky fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry fires to first and picks off Lazzari. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Larry hits a pop-up towards short. Narlsky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Dickey hits a fly ball into center field. Rothrock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Reeves hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 0 for 3 in the game. Reagan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Reagan moves to second. Two outs. Grant Gillis pinch hits for Ed Durham. Grant Gillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Koenig fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 5, and Boston Red Sox, 2. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.